This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, it's time for a bunch of clowns with zero journalistic integrity to debate the news. It's News or Not!
Yes, and here with the news of the day is Kevin KT Turner.
Yeah.
Or not.
Thank you very much, Ben. As you guys know, I'm a small town guy. I grew up in a small town called Olney. I'm not going to say it happened on a regular basis, but one of the houses near us, they used to raise goats and then slaughter them.
Oh. They didn't have a front door.
No, they did. They did. Oh. That was different.
Was the I don't know a little bit about this. Was the goat slaughtering part of an occult thing, like they worship the devil?
No, do it for food.
Oh, goat food?
Yeah.
Like goat milk, goat
no,
cheese.
Have goat like.
Was this Chug Bucket's house?
No, not Chug Bucket.
Is this delicious goat tacos?
Yeah, like people have goat. You guys know that.
Lamb. I didn't know that. Okay.
Goat. I didn't know people ate goat.
I thought
either.
Goats and lambs were different.
I did too, but the point is they would eat the goats.
What is a gyro?
I don't know, right?
Lamb.
Greek food, right?
Is it? Oh, it's lamb?
Yeah, gyro is lamb.
But having goat meat is, that's a thing.
I really didn't know lambs and goats were different. I'm such a city boy. I thought they were different. I didn't know they were the same.
I think they are different.
Oh,
KT is reporting something else.
Okay.
It wasn't a standard white family next to me, if that means anything. I don't know if that has anything to do with
I thought a goat ate trash and went, bah. Or is that a lamb?
Yeah.
Lambs make sweaters.
Lambs are covered. Yeah, they make sweaters. They're covered in wool.
Yep, yep. All right, 877-881-1053. Let's get to the bottom of the whole lamb-goat thing.
Lambs get slaughtered.
I don't think it really matters. I think it's all like goat meat is a thing.
Okay.
It matters.
Point is, we go to Oklahoma here. Cherokee, Oklahoma is the state, okay? Mm. And my name is also Kevin, so this story hit at home for me. Is there's a goat on the loose that's causing trouble in the community, and the goat's name is Kevin.
Okay.
Guys, I just got back from Cherokee, Oklahoma. Local law enforcement there are warning residents to be on the lookout for a male who goes by the alias of Kevin. He has a beard, and he's not wearing any clothing at all. Police say he's considered hooved and hungry.
He just a normal goat. Eats a lot and does what goats do.
A normal goat that hangs out at bars and gets into standoffs with police. Meet Whitey, better known to those in Cherokee by his street name, Kevin.
We were getting animal complaints about him running loose, and somewhere along the way, we tagged him with the name Kevin.
Kevin's antics are common for both the police scanners and then into the weekly paper. That's how the legend of Kevin the Goat began.
Kevin's been a regular for quite some time in the paper and quite a humorous read. One week it's Kevin the Wayward Goat is at 3rd in Kansas. A concerned citizen reported he's at the bar, transported by our local chief back home and put on house arrest. You know, it just doesn't get any more humorous than that.
Tammy liked the saga of Kevin so much, she teamed up with Curtis to start a fan page for the mischievous Billy. In just 1 week, it has close to 400 followers.
Kevin and a police officer had a standoff on Grand in the highway. Kevin refused to surrender. Kevin was finally apprehended and gave himself up. And I thought that someone was yanking my chain. I thought somebody at the newspaper was just making things up.
Kevin's greatest claim to fame, the night he came here to the watering hole. It's just off Main Street. Did he have a beverage? We're not real sure, Kevin. I think he likes full strength.
That night, Doug got a call from Chief Ryan saying,
been down to the bar, but I loaded him up, took him back home, and he's on house arrest now.
So what does house arrest entail for a goat?
You stick him back in his fenced-in area and hook the chain back on him.
That and a stick on his horn so he can't get through the fence. Kevin's now famous. Even T-shirts are in the works.
Now when people call and see him out, it's not, there's a goat loose. There's, hey, Kevin, the goat's running loose.
But the fame might be short-lived. Word of a girlfriend for Kevin being brought in from Luther. Kevin's owner thinks it might settle him down.
Keep him from his wild side. He'd want to stay home more.
Chief Ryan says that they've gotten over a dozen calls on Kevin alone this year, but he says a lot of times Cherokee residents just take Kevin home in their own car without contacting police. I think I smell a reality series in the making here.
Man,
this is amazing. I could see him becoming such a celebrity, some of the local gals end up hooking up with him.
Well, they get that taken care of.
With the gal, with the blam from Luther.
Yeah.
I could see him, you know, I could see people at a bar drinking with him. He just becomes a fixture of the town. And before you know, I mean, it's not that different than that bear that was hot tubbing and drinking margaritas recently.
It's really not different.
I like when a city embraces an animal with a human name. It's like Arnold the Pig.
I love
Green Acres.
I love animals that have regular, basic human names. I think that's really funny. Now, someone's texting in that the newscaster sounds a lot like Kevin Hagelin for the KNC Masterpiece. So, can you give you 10 seconds of that, Shippy?
Legend of Kevin the Goat began.
Kevin's been a regular for quite some time in the paper and quite a humorous read.
Well, I'm wrong spot.
I could hear it. I heard that.
Multiple texts.
Tammy liked the saga of Kevin so much, she teamed up with Curtis to start a fan page for the mischievous Billy.
That's the news reporter Kevin Hagelin.
When he went to mischievous Billy, I think it really started to take off a little bit. Man, I don't know. Goats are useless, right?
No, dude, they have great. They're tasty meat. People are texting in, too, that the meat of the goat is better than the lamb.
Do you know, have you had goat meat, Ben?
I don't think I've ever had a goat sandwich. I don't know that I've ever seen goat meat for sale anywhere.
I know that, the one food that'll shut my wife down faster than anything is goat cheese. Like, dude, it'll end her.
Yeah.
It'll just...
I don't like goat cheese.
I mean, dude, it will end her whole meal. She will be unable to finish her meal if she gets one little taste of goat cheese. But I see enough people over here, you know, texting in about it. I feel like I've been missing out my whole life on goat meat.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. Not a damn thing.
I bet when you go have gyros, you're probably getting some goat.
I think it's lamb, dude.
You think, you know, you probably think you're getting lamb, but you're probably getting some goat.
No, they can't. That's illegal in
this
country.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It happens every day. So I had a situation growing up one time when, and we had a privacy fence in the backyard, but one of the doors was broken on it. So kind of just always kind of swung open. Swear to God, one morning just having breakfast, look outside, and there's a goat in the backyard. Like, what? Why is this happening? If it wasn't a goat, one day it'd be a cock. Like, you never knew. Like, there'd always be something, you know, like that. Some type of crazy wild animal.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of roaming around. It was very common to have a steer get out. And there it is. Oh, there's a steer out there here on the scanner on Mockingbird. Sure enough. Like, kids are outside running around.
What's a steer?
Around.
Does that just mean a cow?
A longhorn.
Longhorns?
Yeah. So basically, a bull, you know, same type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Horses getting out, so not that big of a deal. But cows getting out.
Horses?
Horses.
Yeah.
I mean, that type of thing was pretty common. I've got another wildlife story. Do you guys want to go around the wildlife real quick?
Sure.
I'm not opposed to it.
I didn't tell Shippy to play the intro, so we don't have to do that.
Monkeys. Bears. Snakes.
Breathing.
Crocs. Duck-billed platypuses. What do they have in common? They're animals, and they will kill you.
Ah!
Ben and Skin are here to keep you informed and save your lives as they go deep into the heart of darkness. It's time for shocking jungle exploration in Around the Wildlife.
Saw this story on KRLD 1080's Twitter account. I don't know if you guys heard of them. We go to New Orleans here. Eight animals dead after a jaguar escaped from its habitat at the zoo in New Orleans. An alpaca and a fox died yesterday after the male jaguar. He killed actually four alpacas, one emu, and a fox. over the weekend. The jaguar was finally captured and returned to its night house after being sedated by a team of vets.
Did they kill it, or they just put it to, just knocked it out?
I think they got to prove he did it first.
All right. I mean,
first they arrest it.
Right.
Put it in cuffs, put it in the back of a squad car, take it to the zoo jail. Yeah.
Just alpacas and an emu. If it was a kid.
Are you calling that an emu?
Yeah.
Okay. I always thought it was an emu.
I was calling it an emu, but.
It's an ostrich, right?
Yeah, big old ostrich. We had those too.
And an alpaca is a llama.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of llamas.
Llama
ding dong.
You know, ding dong. A quick internet search tells me that the jaguar has the best bite of any of the cat species.
Like, really?
It's a stronger bite than a tiger or a lion.
More than a Siamese.
Fierce.
Yeah. Those jaws will wreck a llama and a emu.
Look out, AFC South. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So the trip to the zoo last week that I took, it was the Dallas Zoo. It did open my eyes to a lot of things. You know, I used to think, you know, hey, what if in another life you were an animal? Like, hey, we're really choose what you are. I'm a human. Okay.
I'm so glad I wasn't having those thoughts.
On the floor over there chose, like, your dog probably didn't choose to be a dog, but it might have. So you ever wonder, like, what would it be like if you were something else? And I sat there and went, man, the zoo, that's like prison for, I mean, I know they treat them well and they feed them right, but it really is kind of like prison exhibits for animals.
It is in some ways. Yeah. I see what you're saying. But in other ways, it's preserving the animals.
No doubt.
Because they don't have to worry about getting eaten usually.
Number one reason is until this weekend.
If those animals were out in the wild, there's jaguars everywhere trying to eat them all the time. This was just some, I mean, how did this happen, by the way?
Yeah, no, it didn't really say.
Did they dig a tunnel with chest pieces and dig out of the...
They said that the roof, the inspections found on the roof were compromised, but they still haven't been able to have an answer of how the jaguar got out yet.
I know what it was. It was those pesky penguins trying to get back to Antarctica.
Yep.
Might just got drunk. New Orleans, man, they go hard.
Oh, yeah.
Did you enjoy the zoo, Kevin?
No, I did. I did. I absolutely did. But I need to go. I want to go do the Fort Worth Zoo. I want to give them their justice.
They got a mighty zoo.
Well, the Dallas Zoo was a great time. There were some animals that I liked that I wanted to take a good glimpse at and didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also really hot. But the fact that you can go drink a beer while looking at animals is great.
Oh, really?
And all the people there are really nice. Yeah, they serve beer there. Yeah.
Do you guys know much about the albatross?
It's a double eagle. It's like
the ugliest. It's like one of the ugliest birds you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And so they all go and they mate on this island, like near Hawaii. And the island is surrounded by what is the bull shark?
Tiger is the word.
Tiger shark. So when they're getting their wings, sometimes they don't fly too good and they have to rest on the water, and they have a 10% chance of a tiger shark just eating it. And that's all they do. They just mate, and then they see if they can fly off the damn island. If they do, they're off and running. If not, they're shark food, and that's their whole existence. And it is the ugliest damn bird you've ever seen.
And you got that stat off albatrossgraphs.com.
Yep. Adam Morris runs that site.
What is the albatross is something?
Well, like they'll say an albatross is like
an anchor. It's holding you back.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what happens is the I should have looked it up. I was wondering about the origin of that phrase. One, these birds are ugly until they're full grown. Like it looks like they just woke up and there's hair going everywhere and they can't open their eyes fully. But I wonder if it's like the young albatross is the anchor holding the parents. I don't know what the origin of that phrase is.
So Tyron's back was an albatross
right.
for the Cowboys last year.
And sharks ate it.
Or Zeke's suspension weighing on us
was
the albatross of the season.
The weighing is on us.
It wanged on us.
Yeah. Okay, let's coming up next.
Current temperature is 104 degrees.
That didn't help.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.